Reish Tanis Bov Nisal. Misha Yavov Adar Bekir Shalav Ayom. Oyem Oymoyim was on the road on the way home, and suddenly Shabbos had come in. So he had to stop doing malachas, get rid of muktzes, and he had money with him. Yesh Loi Chamoyre. Yem Yesh Imayin Yehudi. He has his donkey with him, and he also has a goy with him. Mishra Bula says she is told that even if he just rented the donkey from a goy, now that it's rented to him, and also considered his in respect to the fact that one cannot have his animals to work for him on Shabbos. No, you need kisser on Chamoyre. Should not put his wallet on his donkey, because it is a raisa. Have the donkey carry something on Shabbos, and it's just a rabbin, because we require not to have our animals to malachas. If he hired a goy to take things for him, and the goy happens to have a donkey, then he doesn't have his status, because there, he didn't rent a donkey. He hired up the person is using the donkey to get a goy. So what should he do? The option of putting it on the donkey is not a good option. They have a noise in case of the who the legal goy. Like a Shabbos does something that has a goy take it for him, even though it's an Amir La'akum, it's a Drabonim, have a goy do him a lover for you. But since the person is very concerned about his wallet, and we're afraid that if you don't find a heter for him, you may carry it himself, and therefore, had a heter to give it to the goy. But you can say, even if you play, which is only karmas, and that was just Rav Doraita, still give it to the goy. What happens if he has an animal taking a big load, which is too big to give to the goy? So he should either sell it to the goy before Shabbos, or if he can't do that, he doesn't know how to do that properly, he should be masked in front of three people, or if there are not three people, at least be masked as an animal privately. That way he's not over this, the right of having his animal to work, since it doesn't belong to him. Even if he was masked as an animal, he's still not allowed to guide the animal, direct it. Because it's another issue of Mechana. The feeling not only is that even if he pays that guy to take his wallet, it's acceptable. Even if he gave it to him at night, so we said, also, did he have it all right? The feeling is supposed to give to the guy before Shabbos. And most of it, he found some item that's worth some money, and the other one is not only to lose it, it's a hash to have a kisa. It's a sign that belongs to the person, he's afraid he'll lose it. Then we're concerned, and we give him the sentence to give it over to a guy to carry on Shabbos. But if it's just found the Messiah, even if it's a valuable Messiah, you're not allowed to tell a guy to take it for him. If you found the Messiah before Shabbos, and now it's his, then it's already had all the cooling. But if the ground didn't pick it up, you can't have the guy pick it up for you on Shabbos. If there's no guy over there, then you put on a donkey, so that you should not be over the issue of guiding an animal to be in the lochus. Should wait for the animal to start walking and then put it on it. So that way the animal doesn't do the kira. If you met it, noisily met it, when it stops, you take it away from him. After it stops, you put it down when it starts walking again. So the Mishabur, you're allowed to even get it moving, because since at the time you're getting moving, there's nothing on it, it's not doing a malachim, but you're climbing after it to put something on it, it's all right. But if it has a saddle on it, then you can't get it to move because you're causing it to carry the saddle. So the bottom line is, if you have a stubborn donkey, and it's not just listening to and going by itself, and you have to get it moving, then if it has a saddle or something on it, you have no issue. You have to stay there or find a guy to do the job for you. Creation is itself and itself and an eagle to curl around because man should be still there. Seeing the host, you're not allowed to even scream at it to direct it when there's some saddle or something on top of it, because that's also a type of mechamer, type of getting into a malach on Shabbos.